But we bring in Kevin Freiberg, and Kevin is a good friend of Bruce Bochy's, and Kevin does many, many wonderful keynote speaking seminars that equip leaders for a world of change. And he has gotten together with Bruce Bochy, and Kev, I'm going to let you explain it in a second, but the book is Bochy Ball, and we talked about it yesterday with Bruce Bochy on the Murph and Mac show. And it is the chemistry of winning and losing in a baseball business in life, and takes the principles that Kevin knows that are successful in business, applies it to baseball with Bruce Bochy, and anecdotes about the team. And it's really one of the best books I've seen. Kevin and Jackie Freiberg put it together, and Kevin is nice enough to join us today. Kev, how are you?
Good, Marty. How are you? Thanks
good.
For having
me
on.
Did I give it a good open there? I wanted to make sure that I explained. This is an outstanding book and really combines your business acumen along with Bochy and how he handles players and how he became a winner. And it's really a fascinating book. Tell us about it.
Well, Bruce and I have been friends for and Jackie for 20 years. We, you know, started working with Bruce a little bit when he came up to manage in San Diego. And I don't know, somewhere in the fourth, fifth year of working with him, you know, we've chased down CEOs all over the world and written about them and speak about them and coach and counsel them. And I said to Jackie, I said, you know, he's as good as any CEO, iconic CEO we've ever written about. He just, you know, he gets leadership. He understands it. He's humble. He's no pushover. He's, you know, he's in command of that clubhouse, but you know, people just love playing for him. And I said, there's a story here. And that was before he ever came to San Francisco. The three world championships, I think, just validated what we knew about him when he was in San Diego.
Well, what I like about the book, and it's broken up into innings, and each inning is a different concept, seeing the whole person, players are people, the team first mentality. That can be applied in business, obviously, when you have people you supervise, and it also translated into baseball very easily, didn't it?
Yeah, I think there's just so many, you know, baseball is such a great metaphor for life and business, and I think there's so many great lessons from the Giants organization as a whole, from, you know, Larry right on down. Bruce doesn't do this on his own. He came into a culture that was fertile and fed that culture. And so, you know, I think Sabian said it nicely. He said, you know, we needed him and he needed us. And so I think the book really describes the culture of the Giants as well as the chemistry of Bruce's clubhouse. And I think there's a lot of principles in the book that any CEO or any person that's trying to grow a business or, quite frankly, hold a family together, you know, in a good way, can pick up and learn from this book.
All right, Kevin Freiberg is with us. The book is called Bochy Ball, The Chemistry of Winning and Losing in Baseball, Business, and Life. Kev, where do you get the book?
You can certainly get it in the Giants dugout stores, but Amazon.com is the fastest, easiest, best way. Or you can get it at bochyball.com, which is the website we set up for the book.
Oh, very good. Now, what did you learn about Bruce? And look, you've known him 20 years, and certainly, you know, you learn so much about people just every day. What changed about Bruce, if anything, over the 20-year period, now being the World Series champion and potential Hall of Fame manager that everyone pretty much concedes will happen? What about Bruce? How has he changed over the years?
Well, I think the beauty of Bruce is he just never stops learning because he never thinks he's arrived, even after three world championships. I asked him one morning over coffee before spring training in 2015 or 16. I can't remember when it was, but I said, you know, you've done all this. What do you have left to learn? What do you want to do? He said, I could just be so much better at getting to know our staff and our players and what makes them tick and figuring out the story behind the story, you know, because everybody has a story, but it's the story behind the story that are the hot buttons and the underlying interests that you tap into to really motivate a staff or motivate players. And he just said, I could get better at that. So I think the thing that hasn't changed about him is he's a lifelong learner and he's a student of the game. And as you know way better than I do, the game is changing dramatically. And so, you know, he wants to change with it. I think the other thing that strikes me about Bruce is you know, you see him in that dugout, and he's so stoic, and he's so calm. But if you really get behind the scenes, as Marty, I know you do, and watch him interact with that clubhouse, he's a tremendous motivator. You know, I think of, if I could just tell a quick story, you know, go ahead.
No, please do. Yeah, please do.
You know, when they went into Kansas City in 2014, you know, they got blown out in game six. So, you know, you play what at that point, 170 some games. It all comes down to one game, which is, you know, storybook. But he got the guys together and you know, he said, look, you're the team that silenced the crowd in Pittsburgh. You're the team that beat Washington and St. Louis in their house. You're the best postseason team in the history, recent history of the game. And then he went to each player and told them how they had contributed to the team getting to that place. And I think the point I would make is leaders dispense hope. And what he did for them was he reminded them of who they are. And I can't think of a CEO that couldn't learn from that and benefit from that, because every business goes through hard times. Every business finds themselves, you know, backed into a wall and, you know, having to overcome insurmountable, what seem like insurmountable odds. And I think just he's a tremendous motivator that you don't see in the dugout.
Well, I love it. Very good. I love that story, because that can be applied to any business, small or large, relating to employees and always being sort of the player's manager kind of thing. Very good. How about anecdotes? There are a couple in there. Jake Peavy's got a great one. You came across some really good stories from the people involved with Bruce.
Yeah, I think, you know, Peavy was a great interview. And you know, it's amazing to look at a guy like that who's had such a decorated career. But, you know, he would tell you that Bruce is really one of the main people in baseball that's responsible for him growing up in the game and developing the maturity he's had. You know, I think in that very same story in the 2014 World Series, you know, Peavy had a rough outing. He was dragging his chin on the ground, and after Bruce had given that inspiring speech, you know, in the clubhouse, Peavy said, you know, it just did something for me. It healed my soul. It made it okay. It allowed me to put one foot in front of the other and go out into that dugout and be the supporter for the other 24 guys that I needed to be. And I think, you know, where does that come from? That comes from a manager who reaches into you and draws the best out of you.
Boy, very good. Kevin, very good. You and Jackie did a great job with this book, Kevin and Jackie Freiberg. Bochy Ball, The Chemistry of Winning and Losing in Baseball, Business, and Life. Great pictures, good anecdotes, and I call it a little bit of a coffee table book. This is not one that you don't want to fall asleep and have it fall on you when you're reading at night. You know what I mean? There's a lot in here, but I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it, and I know he's very proud of it, too. So, good job. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. We wanted to do something that was a little bit different. As you know, there's a lot of coffee table books out there about the Giants, but this one has, I think it's loaded with a lot of takeaways for, as we said in the subtitle, you know, baseball, business, and life. So we wanted it to be a coffee table type book, but with a lot of meat that people could take away and grow their lives with.
Very good. As I say, just don't read it before you go to sleep at night and have it fall on you. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right.
But other than that,
that's right.
All right. Pleasure having you on. I'd love to see you at the ballpark when you come up.
Thanks, Marty. Nice talking to you.
All right. That is Kevin Freiberg. Bochy Ball is a book. Really pretty good. He's a smart man, obviously. You can tell from this discussion. And he really taps into Bochy and who he is and how he goes about it. But beautiful pictures, and it's really well done. Very well done. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.